Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's my honor to be with you this morning to share a brief message from God's Word together. This week, we're discussing spiritual freedom, the idea that we are free in Jesus Christ. This morning, we want to talk about the relationship between freedom and truth, because we can only be free in truth. Prior to Jesus' crucifixion, Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" We don't know whether Pilate was asking this question seriously or whether it was a rhetorical question. But Jesus answers this question in John chapter 17 and verse 17. In his prayer to God, he says, "Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth." God's word is the truth, is what is right, is what is perfect, is what is true. And this truth is what brings about freedom. In John 8, verses 31 beginning, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" These three concepts, God's word, truth, and freedom, are intrinsically linked. How do we know the truth? It's God's word. How do we become free? We know the truth, and it will set us free. In James chapter 1 and verse 25, the Bible says, "But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does." The perfect law, the law of liberty, is how James refers to the law of Christ. How does the law liberate? The law reveals to us the truth, and the truth accordingly sets us free. The truth sets us free when we know, understand, and apply the word of God. Therefore, the idea of freedom as it pertains to truth means that Christians have obligations to meet. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, Paul writes to Timothy, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth." We are obligated as Christians to study the word, to learn the truth. We are also obligated to spread the truth and supply others with the tools to acquire freedom for themselves. Truth and freedom are linked in many respects in the physical, tangible world in which we live. Why does one go to school and get an education? He realizes that through a greater knowledge of the truth about something, he offers himself many more opportunities in life had he not achieved an education. What about in science? Scientific researchers have studied and experimented and have supplied us with a vast number of cures and vaccinations, which allow us to be free from those diseases which in the past have been fatal. Because the truth was searched for and discovered, it supplies freedom to those who know it and practice it. Spiritual freedom is not the only freedom one can experience by knowing and applying the word. He can rejoice in his life because he understands the truth. He knows he is saved. He doesn't worry about earthly trifles. He can live in peace. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." There is only one source through which spiritual freedom can be obtained, and that is through Jesus Christ. He bought us our freedom with the price of his shed blood, and we owe him our allegiance. Thank you so much for listening this morning. We'll continue our discussion of freedom tomorrow and throughout the rest of the week. We would like to invite you to our services at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet on Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study and 10:20 for worship, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. for worship as well, and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and may God bless you today.